I don't think we should overlook verse 2 with the well, the place where Jacob went and stopped in reference to finding the spouse that the Lord would have for us. It's important to go to the right place to find the right person. You're not going to go to the wrong place and expect to find the right person. Well, the water speaks of the Word of God, and the well, spiritually, or in our day, would be a place like here, like a conference, where Christians are gathered. In chapter 24, the servant that Abraham sent also went to the same place. He went to the well, and that's where he met Rebekah. And here, Rebekah's son, Jacob, he goes to the same place to find the right spouse.
That's an extra bonus when you come to Spruce Lake.
So I have a question. What Brother Joe said is correct. But I want to ask this question. Did Jacob, when he went to the well, was he looking for a wife? What was he looking for? Looking for water. Right? So in this context here, this is a real life thing. I mean, the man is journeying. He's got some animals. He has his own needs, and he wants water. Water sustains life, right? These were very long journeys in these days. And we're not like jumping in our car and going at 60 miles an hour and being someplace relatively quickly. It was long terrain.
It's about 500 miles, actually. What do you want?
So write that down. It was about a 500-mile journey. And he comes and he has a need for water, right? But what does the well, as Brother Joe said, the well, in its application here, reminds us of, first of all, there's the natural water. And what does natural water do for us?
Quenches our thirst.
Quenches our thirst.
Refreshes.
Sustains life, right? I mean, 3/4 of the body is water, 3/4 of the earth is water, right? So the water is vital. So he's there for that natural water. And so the spiritual application, as we said, is the Word of God, the well, the desire to draw water spiritually from it. So Jacob is in a good place. He's trying to find out where the brethren are. And at the same time, here's someone that's coming to the well. Who's coming to the well? Who did they say was coming?
Rachel.
And why is Rachel coming to the well? What? She's looking for a husband, somebody said? She's coming to water the sheep. She needs water as well, right? So, these very practical things help us to understand how to apply them spiritually. Jacob wasn't going to the well to look for a wife. Rachel wasn't going to the well to look for a husband. But she went there for the water. You don't come to Spruce Lake or the meeting saying, I'm looking for a wife. But you may find one there at the same well that you stopped to drink. Because if you're drinking from the same well, the Word of God, and you're on the same page, you're going to find others that are like-minded. And there may be your Rebecca, your Isaac, your Jacob there at the well. That's why, young people, it's important that the Word of God is what draws us. I don't go to the meeting saying,
what is this?
You see who's here. But when I'm there and I'm drawn from the well, I see that woman who has sheep. And I want to ask, us, what do you think the significance is that Rachel has sheep? Mm-hmm. Responsibility, that's very good. She's occupied. Sometimes, as we say, well, the sisters may say to themselves, well, I don't have anything to do. Somebody was just, we're talking, they said, well, the young people, they aren't doing anything. They come, they sit, they're not doing anything. Young people, get busy. There's camps, there's Sunday school work, there's gospel work. I look around here, 16 and above, if we're just coming to the meetings, we don't have a job in the meetings, if we don't have an exercise, if we're not involved, you know what happens to people that are not involved? They drift, and then they go. But Rachel, she had responsibility. Sheep, caring for little lambs, sheep. Well, they're even older than little lambs. It's a maturity. So as brothers and sisters, young ones, God has given every one of us a gift. Begin to exercise. Begin to learn and find out what your gift is. But if you sit at the table at home, if you're occupied with a whole bunch of other things, and you're not occupied with these good things that will help you develop, well, people tend to just drift. So get involved.
And as we journey by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. He went forward really not knowing what to behold, but yet the Lord had his hand upon him, and that he would lead and he would guide from what he said before in the previous chapter. And we have God's word before us with all the truth, with God's mind and his purpose. And it is by faith that we walk.